Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We are honoured today, Womar TV is welcoming James Tabeek, full instructor under Ted Wong, has been coming to Rise of the Dragon. This is your second year, isn't it, James?
Yes.
And you've enjoyed it. James, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? When did you first get into training in Jeet Kune Do?
In Jeet Kune Do, I started in around 95. So that was pretty late because I watched Bruce Lee's movies when I was a young kid. I was 13 at the time. I had a lot of Chinese friends and they took me to the movie, so I wanted to do the same what Bruce did, but at that time, of course, you couldn't do Jeet Kune Do, so I started with Judo. Later, I picked up Taekwondo, and later, I started with Wing Chun. And in 93, I got in contact with Ted Wong through my good friend from New York, Richard Torres. He introduced me. My friend George and I invited Ted Wong for a seminar in Netherlands. That's how it started.
Okay. How did you find Ted Wong when he was giving you an instruction? What was he like?
He was very good. He moved exactly like Bruce, very knowledgeable. But the problem with Sifu Ted was that he didn't know what he knew. Was very unorganized, so you really had to pull things out of him. You just did things automatically.
So how did you do that, getting that automatic? So how did you unravel what he was giving you?
So, for instance, when we wanted to work on trapping hands, he just did things, and then we had to slow him down and have him show us how it exactly worked, what to focus on. So the man was a walking encyclopedia, but he didn't know what he knew. He just did it, and that was very interesting.
Yeah. When did you start? Did you start training with him in America?
The first time I trained with him was in the Netherlands, and then my partner George and I. Every year we went to the States to train, and we went to all the Nucleus seminars, but we had him. On a yearly basis in the Netherlands, so then we had him for a week and then we trained intensively.
Right. Okay. What appeals to you with Jeet Kune Do against everything? Is it because it's the methodology of Bruce Lee, or because that's what drove you in the first place, or is it because it's a freedom sort of releasing you from styles specifically?
Well, what attracted me first about Bruce was the way he fought. It was really unreal. But later, as I started to learn Jeet Kune Do, then the beauty of the system struck me. The simplicity, that was really what was very good about, what is very good about system.
Yeah.
Bruce said, we all have two arms, two legs, how can we use them to the maximum? Yeah. So he didn't think in styles anymore. He just went to the root of the system.
Right. When you've done these sort of things, and you've been to the Netherlands, you've been things there, you've now, what did it feel like when Ted said, I'm going to make you a full instructor in Jeet Kune Do? How did you feel?
We felt very honored. I mean, Ted only certified a handful of people, and a lot of people we've met through years, and who also trained with Sifu Ted Wong, they always asked me, when are you going to certify me? And that was a big no-no. We knew that he was never going to certify them, but we just kept on doing it, getting all the information from him. And it was my friend Richard Torres who said, when are you going to certify those guys? So.
All right. And how did you feel when he, and that feeling was immense, was it, when you...
Yes, we're very honored.
Yeah. Can you remember when that was around?
That should be around, I think, 2000.
Okay.
I have to look it up.
Since then, of course, you are now one of the ambassadors for Jeet Kune Do now, because you are keeping the lineage of what Ted Wong taught alive. Is that a weight on your shoulders?
No.
Can you express that and tell me how you feel about being honoured to actually express Jeet Kune Do via Ted Wong's methodology?
Well, we are very honoured that we are in this lineage, the Ted Wong lineage, because during the seminars we have trained with several of Bruce Lee's students, and Ted Wong, to me, is the most accurate, the one with a lot of knowledge about the system, and he was very close to Bruce, so...
Yes. Now, you're based in the Netherlands, so can you tell us a little about your school in the Netherlands?
We have a very small school,
yeah,
a very small group. So I teach Wing Chun, Kung Fu and Jeet Kune Do separately, and it's just a hobby. We have a small group and of dedicated people, and that's about it.
Yeah. You have got a student over here, though, haven't you? Or a student?
Coach is based in Ling, yes.
Yeah.
In Devonshire.
Yeah. And how did he mature into, you know, you being authorized to teach Jeet Kune Do?
Coach was already a second degree black belt in Taekwondo, but he stopped training. And because of his job, he often went to the Netherlands, and it was close to the place where I live. So he signed up. He trained on a regular basis, and then suddenly he had to move back to England again. So I encouraged him to start teaching, set up a small group, and that's what he did. And after a certain time, we certified him as an instructor in Jeet Kune Do.
Okay. Yeah. What do you feel of Jeet Kune Do today?
There's a lot of misunderstanding about the system. There's a big group thinking that Jeet Kune Do is taking the best of everything. And there's a group who trains the way Bruce Lee trained at the end. The so-called original Jackie Lee, some sort of pre-73 students. And Bruce Lee was heading in a certain direction, where he tried to make things more, even more simple, and other groups are making things complicated again, because if you are in a fight, you don't have time to think about things. They have to come out naturally, and it only works when it's simple. If it's not simple, it can never come out spontaneously.
James Tabi, thank you very much for your time, and we'll hope to catch up with you in another year's time. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sports Social Podcast Network.